welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Today, we have with us another awesome guest. He's a return guest with us on Soul Real, and he's going to really enlighten us and encourage you to create your best and be awesome and get your digital self going and all these great things. So we're going to introduce him. His name is Mitchell Levy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Madeline. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. So we're going to jump right on in because those little 30 minutes go really, really fast. Why don't you just first tell us a little bit about yourself, where you are, and what it is that you do?
So my name is Mitchell Levy. I am a global credibility expert. And my role, what I do with folks is I help them establish the credibility. I see the stuff they're doing. I give them feedback, concern, opportunity. And more importantly, what we're really doing today is we're giving them the assets that are necessary to help them demonstrate their expertise, demonstrate their credibility. And so one of the things I did recently, which post that your show, I actually did a TED Talk, and I focused, at the end of the day, I focused on a very simple message, and that is we do business with those we know, like, and trust. So you have to be known, you have to be liked, you have to be trusted. And at the end of the day, what we do as a part of it is we actually, what I've done since I've met you is we've started a ghostwriting service where we ghostwrite and publish for authors. So 2018 is what we've been doing is we've been working with authors who are interested in having a book but just can't find the time. And so we do a two-hour interview. I pull the genius from their head, and then from there have a bunch of graduates who have graduated from the AHA, that writing school, actually do the writing. And so we also deliver them Amazon best-selling status. And then what I've been doing, which is fun, is also finding partners to play with, because people don't just want a book. They want other things as well. They want more business. And so when I interact with folks, it's a combination of having a book and then doing the type of marketing that's appropriate to get your brand out there so that more people want to hire you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what I've been doing.
Well, tell us, what inspired you to do now? You're known as... You're known as the AHA guy. So how did this happen? What inspired you to start doing what it is that you do?
Well, I've always been well. First, let me share a little bit of silliness, and that is, I am uncomfortable as an American, and many of us are, that I only speak one language. I speak English, and it's not even Queen's English; it's American English. Now, that said, I have always had the ability to speak multiple languages from the perspective I speak marketing, I speak sales, I speak engineering, I speak customer service, I speak executive board. And the thing that's interesting, and I've always found myself in the middle of helping people communicate. Essentially, one person saying something, somebody else is not hearing them and helping sort of tie that bridge. And so for me, I always used to call it turning the light bulb on. What I do now, it's giving that aha message, and it's letting people sort of change their framework on a particular situation or on their particular life, but giving people tools and opportunity to change their framework so that they can be more effective at what they do. And it's been an interesting evolution for me. And at this stage, I'm better positioned than I've ever been in terms of things that I've done, because not only do I see a trend happening in the world, I also have a framework and tool set to deliver it. And I'm highly leveraged by having an organization that can do what we do. And in essence, everyone who's listening, your job is to have a group of people who follow you, who know you, like you, and trust you, and to continually touch them in some way or the other, right? And typically it's sharing content, whether it's yours or other people's. And what happens is you've got to figure out what you're good at, what you do well, and what you aren't or don't have the time for is you got to figure out how to use your time more effectively. And so that's really what got me where I am now is figuring out some things that worked, figuring out lots of things that didn't work, and then putting a framework in place that it's repeatable. And so I have now an extremely easy to do, repeatable process that we deliver for people. And we deliver there's one thing of it. So what we do is I'm primarily doing the interview. Everything else is done by my team. And I could probably do, Madeline, two interviews a day. This is probably a two and a half hour interview to pull the genius out of somebody's head so we can do their book. There'll be a point in time where I actually need to farm that out. And so I know what I need to do, and I'll create a certification program. I've been collecting people who will be doing those for me. I will miss those times because I absolutely love helping generate those aha moments. Because when you spend, for me, when I spend two and a half hours talking about somebody and actually having them talk to me about themselves and their customers and what they do, it is so empowering and it's so brilliant. And they have so many aha moments. And so what got me doing what I do now is just simply the fact that to me, there's no greater service I can give to anyone I'm interacting with than to give them an opportunity to view the world in a slightly different way. And so that's what I love doing. And that's how I got here.
Okay. So how did you transition? I know that you do this full time. And how did you make that transition from an employee to an employer or a business owner? How did you make that transition? Was it easy for you?
That was a long time ago. So I was working for corporate until the last time I actually worked for a company was 1997. So at the time I was working for Sun Microsystems. I was running the e-commerce component of Sun Supply Chain. And what I had seen was a trend. And that's often what I do is I spot a trend and then I try to, I try to be part of that. And so the trend was the e-commerce trend. And so there was just too much activity, too much stuff going on. And so I went to my then pregnant wife and I said, I'm going to quit my job. We're going to start a business. And her only question was, so can we afford to have a baby? I said, yes, no problem. And doesn't matter what I was thinking internally, it just, yes, no problem, of course, right? And I think what happens when you start a business, at the end of the day, you're either an entrepreneur or you're not, right? It's not quite that binary, but here's what happens. It's the person who's willing to take a risk. It's the person who's really willing to put themselves out there, and the person who doesn't need to have things perfect. They just need to have things happen. Right. So I started my own consulting business. I thought I was going to do strategic consulting. And it was because I was doing stuff for e-commerce. I was doing really high level stuff, helping to change many things going on. And so I'm thinking, hey, I've opened up my store. Here's my shingle. I'm a high level strategist helping companies with their e-commerce solutions. And my first prospect, it was one of my old bosses, and I was talking to him and told him what I was doing and asked if he had anything. He goes, Mitchell, do you know anything about SEO? And now this is 1997. Mm-hmm. I didn't at the time. And I go, Rick, no, I don't know anything. But now here's what the entrepreneur does. The entrepreneur said, I don't know anything, but if you want me to figure it out, I will. His response to me was, well, Mitchell, my company is really busy. We're doing web development work for a ton of companies. I keep getting asked this question often. I don't want to have any of my employees do it, but I know you can figure it out. So here's what you need to do. Come back to me in a couple of weeks. Tell me what we should charge the client and what you want to charge me. So an entrepreneur says, yeah, okay. Now, did I actually want or think that the first job I would do as a quote-unquote strategic consultant would be to do SEO? The answer is no. I'm thinking, God, this is not me. But here's what happened. Now, by the way, in those days, it was easy to figure out everything. So I bought everything on the marketplace. I learned everything I could. And then went back to Rick 2 weeks later, and I said, here's what we do. You should charge your clients $15,000 and pay me $10,000. He said, okay, and then we sold five of them. And so what was interesting is I'm still thinking I'm going to execute, this will be fine, I'll do what I need to do later. So at the time, and this is still true today, if you want to do SEO for a company or a site or anything, what you want to do is go to the person who runs the site or runs the company and say, hey, what's your 30-second pitch? And in a 30-second elevator pitch, the person who says it, the phrases which are said two or three times, those are the things you want to focus on. You want to create an individual page for each of those. And now you have to do a lot more today than you did back then. So what happened is I asked all five people their 30-second pitch. And at that stage, it was typically the CEO or the chief marketing officer. And I'd ask all of them their 30-second pitch. Each and every one of them took 10 minutes. And I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting because, you know, a 30-second pitch is less than 30 seconds. And I could give you a 3-second pitch now if you want, right? So you got to be able to articulate what you do in a fashion that's quick and easy. It turns out that two of those five firms also became strategic clients for me. And so just going back to the entrepreneur, if you're working today and you're working 40 hours a week, 50 hours, 60 hours, if you're working anything less than 80 hours a week, what you should be doing every week, each and every week, is allocate some amount of time to your entrepreneurial effort. And you got to say to yourself, I want to be an entrepreneur, and then you ask yourself, are you spending any time on a weekly basis moving that effort along? And if the answer is no, you should really be happy with yourself by saying, I'm not really an entrepreneur. I'm happy in my current job. So because if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to find the time to do some of the stuff that you need to do today. And there's no magic bullet. There's no magic formula. And what's going to happen when people ask you, like when my brother decided he wanted to change his profession, he was an engineer, and he left engineering. Well, he got the pleasure of being at a company before they went public. So on the four, you know, he got options for 4 years. When his option vested on year four, he left. And then he went to a new profession and said, I want to work for you, and I will do it for free. Not that everyone could afford that. And then after a couple of weeks, he says, oh, let me pay you $500 a month, which was nothing. And then after 6 months, he started getting a more realistic salary. And then after a couple of years, he was fully engrossed in the industry, doing really well. That's an entrepreneur. It's someone who says, I have a vision. I want to do something different. I want to be successful. And so what I do for those people who are entrepreneurs, for those companies who are successful today, I just help them focus that energy, that effort, that what they're doing, their inner fire, and I help them focus it in such a way that it's easy for them to articulate that to their audience. Because, you know, if we're doing business with those we know, like, and trust, then we want to hear from the people who we do know, like, and trust. When we have an issue, we need to be reminded of who we need to go to and why. And they need to remind us why it's important for us to interact with them. And anyhow, that's what we do. And it's just so much fun. For me, I love doing it. But it didn't happen overnight. It took a while to get to this stage.
So what was one of your challenges when you were trying to get, what would you say, and even now, like something that you just, it's something you have to continue to work on. What is one of your largest challenges?
So, that's a great question. So I don't think this was my first mistake. You know, my first business when I was doing the .com stuff, during the .com days, the mistake there is I didn't know what leverage meant, right? Mitchell Levy needed to be the person either running a conference or running speakers at a conference or running an executive business program or consulting or whatever. So what it turned out is the business was centered around me and me being in the room, and I quickly learned that, well, that doesn't make for a large, scalable business. So the second mistake I made is when I started publishing, every time a publisher tries to create a new company, they always want to emulate the Chicken Soup series. They're just, you know, everyone wants the luck and fortune that those guys had. So I had four or five different companies that all looked like the Chicken Soup, and because they were spread so thin, my second big mistake was I didn't focus on thought leadership for Mitchell Levy. I thought about marketing and branding for the individual publishing companies I had. Right. And so now what I'm doing for people is I'm actually helping them both with the thought leadership and the leverage. If I'm thinking about the current concern I have now, it's the one that we also solve for everyone else. It's just time, right? There's just a limited amount of time to do the right things. And I'm of this ilk, Madeline, that, you know, if I set my mind to something, I could figure it out. So the question becomes, where do I want to set my mind and figure it out versus where do I want to pay somebody else to do the work? And I still probably do a little bit too much myself and not enough. I mean, I'm so much better than I was, but I'm still probably doing a little bit more than I need to. And I could think of a couple of areas where I probably should hire people to help support me, either full time or most likely more of outside services. That's still probably my biggest issue.
Let us know now, how can we get in touch with you to talk more if someone wants to do a one-on-one with you to see if you're a good fit? How can people connect with you?
Sure, of course. So one of the things, just to learn a little bit more about what we do, go to ahathat.com, ahathat.com. There we've got 47,000 pieces of information. The platform is free to use, free to share. If you want to learn about what we do in terms of the ghostwriting services, it's ahathat.com/author. And if you want to connect to me, what you should do is go to mitchelllevy360.com. That's mitchelllevy360.com. And there what you'll do is you'll see all the social media sites that are out there, and connect to me on the site that is relevant to you and talk to me in the place that you want to talk to. So it could be LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, Snap. So just go there, and you can see where it's best to connect to me.
Okay, awesome. Now, for someone that's just getting started and trying to figure it out, now would that individual be someone that will come to you, or do they need to work with someone else? I heard you mention you were a strategic consultant. Is that something that you still do, or is that something that you have someone else do?
Well, starting out, so you never say no to anything because you just don't know. But if what I will do is at some point in time, if you really want to talk to me, typically what will happen is I will find a half hour for most anyone who really wants to. So if you only have one half hour slot with me in a year or two, I mean, once you become a client, you get more access to me. But if you had a half hour slot with me, Do you want to do it, or anyone, right? If somebody's going to say, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of time to talk about where you are, do you want to do it at the beginning, or do you want to do it in the middle, or do you want to do it, you know, when you want more juice? I mean, so the starting, what you want to do with any resource you have, almost everything that I've done or I've talked about, and certainly all the stuff that's associated with what we do as a publisher, all that's available online. You could watch videos, okay. you can read stuff, you could see what's going on, you could watch my TED Talk, just Google Mitchell Levy TED Talk. You could see all the stuff that I'm doing. So if you want to spend time with me, you got to figure out, is it the right time, right? And a lot of times what I would say is for those people who really, if you're starting out, but you're starting out and you are funded to some extent, then it's particularly a good time to talk to me, because what we will do is I'll work with you to pull out that first book. I'll work with you to pull out that asset that will allow other people to be attracted to you. And so I would say, if you're just starting out but you're funded, yes. If you're just starting out and you have zero money, you know, you can talk to me, but it may not be the best use of using that. I kind of look at it as a golden, if you have a golden ticket to talk to anyone at any point in time, no matter, even if it's for a minute or two. Here we go. You have the access to speak to the most perfect person in the world, whoever that is, and they say, hi, how are you? Your response, if you get 30 seconds to talk to them, should not be responding to their question. Your response is, you got to have your 30 seconds ready, right?
Right.
Here's why I'm talking to you. I'm doing great, and, right? Right? Or I'm awesome, great, and, right? You've got a second to do the immediate response. And then what? So many times what happens is, and probably something to think about, I'm part of a group where what they do every now and then is there'll be 300 people in a room. Everyone gets 45 seconds to make an ask.
Oh, wow.
45 seconds to make an ask, right? So, So that's interesting. So if you don't know everyone in the room, then how do you construct your ask, right? It's just 45 seconds. Now, first, let me tell you, if you go above the 45 seconds, you're violating a tenet, right? You're actually saying, I don't respect everyone else's time because I want you to listen to me for 5 minutes while I give my 45-second ask, right? That doesn't happen, right? The first thing that will happen is no one will be interested. So here's what, let me just deconstruct a 45-second ask for you. First, who you are, right, super quickly, and just a little bit of credibility statement, right? And I'll come back and I'll say what it is. So who you are and your credibility statement. The next thing is, what are you doing, right? So what is it that you want to ask the ask about? What's appropriate for you?
Okay.
And then the last piece is the actual ask, right? And now you can do that super quickly. So I'll tell you mine, Mitch, and it'll change all the time, and I got to think about what I'll do this weekend, right? So right now, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. I have a platform that has 750,000 users, and we have 47,000 pieces of content that is free to use and free to share. My ask is go to ahathat.com, A-H-A-T-H-A-T.com, and sign up for an account. It's free, and start sharing some content. If you ultimately like what you do, you could write a book. But please, share some content. So you see the construction of that? And I did that, in 30 seconds, 25 seconds?
Right, yes.
Right? So it's who you – so remember, whoever you're talking to, whenever you talk to them, you have to appreciate that there's a limited amount of time and energy. And if you're not ready to present yourself yet, then what do you need to do? And that's what, there are so many opportunities to practice these days. There's so many places to put your message out and get direct feedback. So did I answer your question?
I think I did. It did. Well, I thank you so much for joining us. Those of you who've been listening in, we've been listening and taking information and writing our notes down and talking to Mitchell Levy, and he's been sharing with us just a lot of information on global credibility and trying to get yourself set up in the presence of someone in 30 seconds. You got to get that 30 seconds. You got to get this that 30 seconds down. Get your presentation set and your intro. Get to know who you are, what it is you do, so that you can be able to move forward and to respect time. That is most important of all. So
who,
I thank you, Mr. Lee, for joining us. Yes,
my pleasure.
Who you are. Yeah, so I appreciate you making a second trip talking with us.
You're welcome. Madeline, good luck with everything, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, sir, for joining us. This has been Madeline Bass, and I'm the host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Hope you have an awesome, awesome day. Happy Monday, first day of the week. Get growing, get going, and most of all, be successful. Talk to you later.
You ain't safe.